Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Just like Donnie McCarkin said, we need you. Yes, we need you guys. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I am so happy that you have tuned in to our talk show tonight. Our ministry is a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight we are going to talk about serve, how we should serve, and also our responsibility in serving. I hope that you've had a wonderful week since last Tuesday. But let me get right into it. I'm not going to wait for anyone else to call in. I'm just going to go on. I sometimes play the music a while until I see you have called in. A lot of people have called in. So pretty much I am going to get started, and I'm sure that the rest of you will be calling in soon. But a lot of times when I do play the music a little bit longer, it's because I'm waiting for you to call in. Well, we're going to talk about serve and responsibility tonight. We have time and opportunity to serve. We as widows, called now singles. We are single, no longer with our spouse. The single and the widow life offers too many freedoms of movement and spirit. It can have an opportunity for creativity, involvement, and loving service to God and neighbors. To share our special gift. These are ways that you can share your special gift. Being a widow and single, life, it has and it will be difficult. Sometimes you're lonely. And if you are not sociable, that can become a problem as well. And you are not involved in activities, social activities, exercising, going out and having lunch with others and doing things and talking to other people. It can be very difficult, but there are also an advantage to all of this. God helps us to see that being single, a widower, can offer many opportunities for service. In the context of Christian love and personal sacrifice, Paul had this to say about the special gifts that each believer has been given. Because of God's grace, gift to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you should. Instead, be modest. Be humble also. Be modest and humble in your thinking, and judge yourself according to the amount of faith that God has given you. We have many parts to the one body, and all parts have different functions. In the same way, through we are many, we are one body in union with Christ, and we all are joined to each other as different parts of one body. So we are to use our different gifts in accordance to with the grace that God has given us. Just like I said, we have, some of you just tune in. We're talking about serve and responsibility. And this is what Paul is talking to us. In our gift is to speak God's message. We should do it according to the faith that we have. If it is for us to serve, then we should serve. If it is for us to teach, then we should teach. If it is to encourage others, we should do so. Whosoever shares with others should do it generously. Whosoever has authority should work hard. Whosoever should show kindness to others should do it cheerfully. Love must be completely sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another warmly as Christian brothers, and be eager to know, to show respect to one another. Hard work, do not be lazy. And whatever you do, work hard. Whatever gift God has given to you, work hard at it. Serve the Lord with a heart full of devotion. Let your hope keep you joyful. Be patient in your troubles and pray all the time. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, pray without ceasing. Well, to use our freedom and our creativity and to serve, Paul continued to say, Paul calls for creative use of freedom Christ has given us. The freedom can open up wider responsibilities for compassionate service. You were called to be free, but do not let freedom become an excuse for letting your physical desire control you. Instead, let love make you serve one another. For the whole law is summed up in one commandment. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. But if you act like, he says, if you act like animals, hurting and harming each other, and there's so much of that now in this world, so many people are hurting and harming each other, then watch out. If you will, you will completely destroy one another. And that's what a whole, when you watch the news, you see how many people are destroying each other. are hurting each other, doing so many things to each other. And this is coming from Galatians chapter 5, 13 through 15. And what I want to continue on with service to responsibility. In Colossians chapter 3, 23 through 24, it says, in talking about responsibility, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Let me read that again. It is the Lord Christ, Jesus the Christ, you are serving. So when you know that you are doing something God, Jesus has given you, God has given you the gift to do something encouraging, whatever, the different three things that I mentioned back. Let me go back and to serve. Okay, where are you? To serve, to teach, I encourage. Do it wholeheartedly. And just knowing that Jesus the Christ, you are serving. So when you are, it's not just like serving, if you're on a committee. It's not just like even when you're at work or you are the president of a ministry and you're serving mankind. This is, you're serving God. And that should make you work harder in whatever the gift that you have. Sometimes it feels like your hard work goes unnoticed. Now, sometimes you might feel that way. Through the 20 years, I have felt that way. Not for a long period of time. Sometimes, you know, you get tired of doing something or whatever. And sometimes you get doubts or feelings like that. But maybe, and maybe you are tempted to lack off like other guys, other people, telling yourself no one ever knows. And, you know, if I continue to do all of this, nobody notices. Yes, they do. And I must say that 20 years has been a long time. So I was very pleased, and excited and just overwhelmed by how everything went. Everything was just beautiful. God just came in and made sure everything was going to be all right. He allowed for us to make the best choice as far as the location. The owner did a wonderful job as far as decorating. Everyone on the program just did a wonderful job. We had a wonderful speaker. The food was good. And everything was just almost perfect. So when you work hard, when you see the results, and seeing the results of how God made sure that everything, you know, he instilled in all of us who had a part of this. And you too had a part of it because you bought tickets to come. And also you gave donations. So you did a wonderful job in making this event to be successful as well as God was in it. So I saw the good and the hard work and what went on what happened 2 weeks ago at our anniversary. The one that holds the future in his hand sees your faithfulness. He sees your faithfulness. He has entrusted you with much responsibility because he knows that he can count on you. He knows that he can count on it. He knew what Paul, even though Paul did all the evil things that he did, he knew once he allowed Paul to know what he was Jesus, that was the one that was had stopped him on Damascus Road, and the things that happened to him. Jesus knew that Paul would do just what Paul did. He was a very faithful person. He never gave up. Once he started this mission, he never stopped. He knew that it was going to be difficult. He knew that he was going to be put in jail at times. He knew all the abuse and things that he was going to have to go through. But he had a purpose. He knew he had his purpose. And he worked hard at it, regardless of what the circumstances is. He knows that he can count on you when he gives you this gift, special gift. He will reward you and will bring you in a place of blessing. Expect it and believe he will do so. And God applauds you. He will show you that you have done a great job and that you are doing a great job. He will encourage you so you can continue to do the things that he wants you to do. And 1 Corinthians 12:5 says, there are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. Yes, we have different types of service. We all are gifted for and have a purpose in life, but we are all obeying and believing in one God. You may feel the weight of responsibility that you have been given. Yes, many times I have in the 20 years, but I didn't stop there. God made your shoulders broad enough to carry all that has been given and assigned to you. Embrace your responsibility, knowing God has given you grace to carry through, carry it through. And when it seems too heavy, he's always there to help you. I have this little sticky post-it that I have on next to my computer. It says, when God sends us on a mission, he joins us on the journey. And that's coming from Exodus, the 3rd chapter, the 12th verse. Some of you, and many of you, have taken on more responsibility. Some of you knew that God also wanted you to embrace widows as well. You know, it's not enough people in the world. It's so many widows in the world. So the next chapter cannot embrace them all. So we have widows who have started a ministry, and some of them have called it something different, but it's encouraging women going through their through emotions or whatever it is. But just knowing that you still are doing God's will, whatever your gift is, and many of you have. And some of you are still a part of the ministry, but you're out there still, you're there trying to do what you think God wants you to do. So don't give up. Because God will always be there to help you. He won't leave you alone to do what he asks you to do. Just like I just said, when God sends us on a mission, he joins us on the journey. He won't let you fall under the weight. He won't condemn you by stumbling under the load. He's there for you. And just like we said that Donnie McKirkin came on, I had him praying, I need you. When God hears you that you need him, he will find some ways that you will allow you to know that he's there to help you, whatever situation that you might be on. But just knowing that he doesn't always answer prayer immediately, each single one of it, because I'm a witness to that. I mean, he will answer, but he has his own time sometimes. And sometimes he answers right away. And I'm going to give you something, tell you about something that happened today. Okay, let me, just 1 second. Okay. Something that happened today, and you see how God works. And I told you before that God, just when I sit on the altar and pray, he just doesn't pop up and just, you know, gives me an answer right then and there. He has his way to answer me and help me through whatever I might be going through. Well, today I had such a weary, sad spirit on me this morning. I woke up with it. And to be honest with you, you know, every now and then I'm sure we all get those feelings. You know, we are not all happy and joyful every day. But when you get those, that type of feeling, you pray about it for God to release it. And also sometimes you might have to get a prayer partner to help you through what you're going through. Well, I had that feeling this morning, very weary and just out of it and more or less struggling through some things that I've been taking care of, and it's not going fast as I want it to go. And I start feeling a certain way. And like I said, we are all human. But what happened was I had my neighbor, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put her on the spot because, like I said, she's a prayer partner, one of my prayer partners. She texted me something about an event at our clubhouse this morning. But right under her text, she also gave me a scripture. And she said this scripture, we talked about the same scripture several, about a week ago when we went to a play. We went to a neighborhood play at Porter Sandler. And we was talking about something. I don't know what exactly it was. But the scripture was Psalms 139:13-6. And I'm going to read this, but I got something to tell you about what happened to this, today, and how God showed up and let me know that he was right there for me. It says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." I'm sure you guys, everyone, you all, you know that scripture. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Well, yes, we talked about that scripture. And I'm going to read this other scripture that she put here too, but I'm going to go back to the 139. There's another scripture that she sent me as well. "The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior bringing victory. He will create calm with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." That's what he does. And this came from, Zephaniah, the third chapter, the 17th verse. Okay. But guess what happened? After reading these two scriptures, I didn't have time to call Regina because I had a full day today from one thing to the other. Okay, so I know I need to do some more praying, so sometimes I find different places in my house to pray. I went into the sunroom where we normally have our meetings, and I normally walk around in that room and just pray and talk to God. Well, I wanted to take my Bible in there. I have a Bible in there, but I wanted to take this other Bible because I knew where it was, where other verses that I wanted to read to encourage myself. But as soon as I open up the Bible, and this has happened before, I open up the Bible to Psalms 139, the same scripture that Regina sent to me by text. So see what God was telling me, how God was trying to encourage me. So that's what he does. When he gives you a task, He's not going to leave you. He said, when he sends you on a mission, he will join you on the journey. He knew how I was feeling today, and he knew I needed to get it together because I needed to come here and talk to you guys tonight. And he had Regina to send me those two scriptures. And also, she sent some more stuff to me too, because she got some good stuff that she sends. And there's some more stuff that encouraging stuff that she sent. But I didn't have time. And you know one thing? It wasn't important that I call her right away, because I needed to continue to be with God. And I was in that room, and I was reading different scripture. But to know, as soon as I open up that Bible, I open up that Bible to Psalms 139. Just confirmation that God is there for me. He's there. And he cares about how I was feeling this morning when I woke up. And he didn't want me to continue to be in that state of mind. So God is just like that. When he gives you things to do, he's not going to leave you alone. So don't be afraid. Whatever he's instilling into you, and even if you're doing it already and sometimes you get a little bit weary and down and out, they're not showing up. You know, sometimes I've had only two people on the air sometimes. But you know one thing? I keep talking. And I have had it where you guys, I guess you all went to sleep. There was nobody. No one called in. Throughout the 10 years I've been on this talk show, I've seen that. And guess what? I talk like I have 20 or more people on the line, because I want to work hard at what God wants me to do. I want to be a faithful servant and doing his will. So what I'm saying to you, that so many things are happening in the world. We need to get busy in what we need to do. Whatever you think that God wants you to do, you need to get busy and work hard at it. But he will help you through. He will give you the tools. He will give you the people to help you through it. And if I can in any way help you, just let me know. So I just wanted you to know the connection that my God and your God will never leave you nor forsake you. And many times he has acknowledged me, letting me know, confirming something. When I open up his Bible, he'll give me the right scripture to read. He'll let me know that he's there for me. And he'll do the same thing for you. I know that some of you, we have some new widows on the line, but just know that each one of us have a purpose in life. And like I say, it's sad, and it's sad, and I know you're emotional, and because you've lost a loved one, someone that you're always there to talk to you, do things with, and now you're all there by yourself. You know, if I could embrace you every time you feel lonely, I'll be there. But we have to get through these things. We have to allow God to help us through each and every day. And just keep praying and believing that he will get you through. So just wanted you to share this with you today, how he acknowledged what I was going through by having Regina to give me that scripture and for me to open up my Bible, and there it was again. He was letting me know that he was there for me to get through those feelings that I had, because I needed to get rid of it. And I try not to let those feelings get past me. I always have a 24 to 48 hours. If I am in a mood, I get depressed. I get upset. All those different things that you are. But I give myself 24 to 48 hours. And after that, I need to get out of it. I need to make some phone calls to my prayer warrior and help me to get rid of those feelings. So, and it's important that you have a prayer partner, because when you are down, when faith gets you in that state of being, you need someone else sometimes to help you do it. And that's all I have for you tonight. Oh, one announcement real quick, It's almost time. We only have one more minute. We have our monthly reading next Saturday. Not this Saturday. It's the 14th, October 14th, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. 9 to 10:30 a.m. at my home. If you don't have my address, please call me and I'll give it to you. But I will announce it again next Tuesday again. But I do not give my address out on the air. You'll have to text me. I'll do it. I give out my telephone number, but I just don't give out my address. And on the website, it says, call me for location, and that's the reason why. The other thing is we are going to have two things that are going to be happening. We're going to have Vera Reed, who is a coach, a certified coach, health coach. I might not have the title right, but she is going to be here. She's really good. She has she's going to give us some great idea to deal with during the winter months, how to stay healthy and eat right, and all of those things that she's very good at what she does. So please come. And the other thing that we're going to do too, we are going on our annual trip next year, 2024, in June. We always go in the month of June, the middle of June. We are going to vote on this. We are going to talk about it and decide where we're going to go. I have several places in mind, and we're going to talk about it and come to one location, trip that we're going to go on so we can start paying on it monthly. So by that time, we will have paid for it a month before. So please come to, and I normally have a continental breakfast prepared for you. So please come and attend the meeting next October 14th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. You'll be blessed by Vera, blessed by a continental breakfast, and also helping us to bless everyone with a wonderful trip we're all going to love to be a part of. And that is it. Be blessed and have a great week. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a great week and talk to you soon. Good night.
Where would I go? How would I have?